That's Joe Walsh singing Six Strings from Hell. Paul Allen co-wrote the song with John Bollinger, one of his bandmates from the Underthinkers. The band is featured throughout the new CD Everywhere at Once. Allen says it doesn't get any better than having a legendary performer like Joe Walsh sing one of his songs.
I mean, it's amazing to be in the studio with somebody of that caliber, listening to their musicianship and their singing and their playing, and think of how many times you've heard their songs, but they're singing one of your songs.
Allen has been playing guitar since he was a kid growing up in Seattle's Wedgwood neighborhood. He says he rarely goes a week without picking up the guitar, even during his busiest days at Microsoft.
And so typically, if after a hard day of programming at Microsoft or after Microsoft, I would go home and put on a record and then try to play along with it. And, you know, early days, that would have been Buddy Guy or B.B. King or Jimi Hendrix, who I was fortunate to be able to see a couple of times in Seattle when I was a teenager.
The songs on Everywhere at Once vary from rock to soul and funk, and even this country-ish song with Chrissy Hynde.
'Cause this ain't our first rodeo, and it's not gonna be the last.
Although most of the songs were written before the guest artists were selected, Allen did write one song with a particular artist in mind, Ann Wilson from Heart.
I was thinking about Ann Wilson as I was thinking about her approach to singing and that amazingly powerful voice that she has when I wrote Straw into Gold. You know, I had no idea whether she and Nancy were going to like it, and they did, so that was fantastic.
Ann Wilson is a longtime friend of Allen's.
He likes to rock and roll in a true sense, and he is fortunate enough to be able to do it exactly the way he wants.
And sometimes the way he wants can be pretty unorthodox.
The side of him that always is a mystery to me, an exciting mystery to me, is the whole submarine thing. You know, like, let's take a band over to Europe, you know, for 5 weeks and just go jam on a submarine. I mean, nothing is impossible. Nothing is unthinkable for Paul Allen. He can do what he likes. And so in there, inside that quiet, respectful person somewhere, is a wild man.
Allen says that for someone like him who tilts towards the analytical, jamming taps into his creative, intuitive, more emotional side. And it looks like making this new CD did that too. A photo in the liner notes shows Allen in a recording studio listening back to the music. He has a big smile on his face. Not exactly looking like a wild man, but definitely happy with what he hears. John Kessler, KPLU News.